Forever on the grind all day, every day. Ice cream combos, always real, they never play. Tune in 10 a.m. every Monday to Friday. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xavier Caller, best host of all time. Blog Talk Radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half a mind. I do cosign these ladies and shine like Frankenstein. They cut it that they design. IceCreamCombos.com. The morning show, 10 a.m. Welcome to ICC Radio.
Good morning to you. Yeah. The birds are chirping. Welcome to the ICC Morning Show, where we serve delicious
Friday
entertainment every morning at 10 a.m. Now, I'm still working on this intro thing here, Carla. I don't know if I'm supposed to sing, then play some applause, or sing, and then let you kick a verse. I don't know. I need to figure out my morning show intro that I feel comfortable with. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think I should just leave it based on, you know, how I'm feeling when I come in the door. Because this morning, my wagon is dragging. My eyes itching like my allergies kicking in. My stomach trying to fist fight with my intestines. It's just a bad deal this morning.
But
I'm here. I'm here. And it's Labor Day weekend.
That's shout out to all of you.
Yes. Shout out to all of you who have big plans this weekend. Do you got anything going on this weekend, Carla?
Not yet. I've been invited to a couple cookouts, but I'm just not sure yet. You know, it's kind of up in the air. You got any plans?
No, you doing better than me. Ain't nobody invite me to no cookout, bitch. And where there ain't no cookout, bitch?
So, just me, though. You know how it goes.
Yeah. I guess I got to
do
the cooking out.
You know, they put up on her. Yeah, that's
it
all.
Did.
I'm saying. You might as well get on that grill. Might as well.
Okay, well, then I guess I'll go ahead and do it myself. But I'm not inviting nobody. No, I'm kidding. It'll be like,
is that how you be? Like, I'm a cook. I'm going to have ribs, chicken, steak. But I ain't inviting nobody. Girl, have enough food for an army.
Shoot, be like, nobody. Be like, who coming to your cookout, Zavi? Nobody.
You stupid.
Who you invite? Who can cook out with me? Nobody. Who can my cheese? Nobody. All right, I went too far.
You're a fool.
Okay, so I told
you
yesterday that I was going to the Rosewood screening last night. Had a great time. It was really fun. Of course, our movie guru, Brian Cosine, was my lovely escort for the evening.
You guys look great, too.
Thank you. Just wanted to let you know that. Yeah, thank you. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, I am, facebook.com/ Miss Zaviera B. I posted a few pictures. Not really a star-studded event. No shade to the stars who were in the building, who felt like they were stars. Bambi from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta was there. I've seen her at a few events. So, you know, I went over and spoke with her, and we snapped a little selfie together. A grainy, super-duper terrible selfie at that, because we were already inside the theater waiting for the screening to begin. So, but she was very sweet, and beautiful in person.
Awesome.
I mean, she's cute on TV, but in person, she is absolutely beautiful and tall as all get out. Like, girl, you ain't never played basketball or nothing like that. She did play basketball. She did play basketball.
Did she?
Yeah, she missed her call. Okay. She should have been in the WNBA unless she garbage on the court.
I didn't know Bambi was that tall. So you're talking 6 feet
tall.
I didn't realize Bambi was that tall. Wow.
It's the reason why I waited for her to sit down before
she's
we
so
took a picture together. Like, she ain't going to get big.
Right?
No. I'm in the shoddy doo-wop committee.
Man, you took a picture with Shaq. You took a picture with Shaq.
And when I put my arm around him, it literally went around his butt cheek. Like, I had my arm around Shaq's butt. Like, ooh, this this is awkward. This is really awkward. But, you know, Shaq is cool. He's my dude. He's my dude.
Oh, yeah.
But and then I also talked to and snapped a selfie with Bad Girls Club alum Blue. I don't know what her last name is, but she has so much personality. She's a lot of fun, a lot of personality. There's a few other people sprinkled around in there, but nobody y'all would care about. But now to the show. The show was good. It shows a different side of Morris Chestnut, which we are not used to seeing unless you are an OOOG Morris Chestnut fan from back in the day when he was on Out All Night. But this show shows Morris in a more lighthearted, comedic type of situation. And, you know, the more I thought about it last night, Rosewood is like House. Remember House? You remember House?
Yeah.
Okay. Rosewood is like House, but House is fine, chocolate, can dress his behind off. Like, got mad swag, is in Miami, and, you know, it's more like that. You know, Mars Chestnut plays independent pathologist. He does, he conducts autopsies. But he has a slick mouth. He's greasy. You know, it's the only, my only complaint about the show was they tried too hard to make him funny. You know, sometimes too much of something ain't good. So that was my only complaint about the show. But I mean, look at that Morris Chestnut for a whole hour and he flashing that smile. And it's just like,
I'm with that. I'm
listen,
with
y'all
it.
Lucky I even paid attention to the storyline. Y'all lucky. I mean, so we got a sneak peek of Empire. We got we also got a sneak peek of Empire. Let me tell y'all something. Empire gonna be good. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. That's all I'm gonna say about that because I don't want no losses. It's gonna be good.
I know that's
Good. So, just make sure that you tune in. You know, both Empire and Rosewood premieres on September 23rd. So they set Mars Chestnut up for the win. By putting on Rosewood, you know, before Empire, they set him up for the for the win. So
Which I'm
but
glad.
It's gonna be good.
Cause you know sometimes Empire's they can be greasy, put you up for failure too. Yeah,
absolutely.
I can't wait for Empire. I can't wait. I can't wait for the fall lineup. Period.
Yes, because all the hottest shows coming back.
Yeah, getting out there and giving us the scoop.
Oh, well, you know how
getting out there giving us the scoop.
Let me talk about this dress I had on right quick. So the dress I wore last night, I purchased a dress, went, tried it on, went out yesterday. I was like, I need me a quick dress to wear to this event. Went out, purchased a dress, tried on an 8. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I mean, this fits, but for some reason I feel like it just ain't, you know, that little snap with it. You know what I mean? Where you want to pop your butt when you walk. I was like, it's not giving me that. Well, let me try a 6.
Right.
I put on the 6, and the 6 hit, like, bam. I was like, ooh, this is it right here. I like the way the 6 is fitting, right?
Okay.
Now, I ain't been able to wear a 6 nothing in about 2-3 years. But I was like, okay, this 6 is popping. I like the way it's fitting. Because, you know, I'm itty-bitty committee. I was like, shoot, when I once I put on my padded bra, I'm going to be out here slaying everybody, right?
Chill.
Okay, so I get dressed. You know, I head out. Like, oh, yeah. So I come out the bathroom. Justin's like, oh, mommy, you look so pretty. JB was like, okay, I see you. Girl, soon as I get in the car and sit down, can I just remind everyone, when you are out shopping, to sit down when you're trying on clothes.
Oh,
maybe
no.
Even bend down, kneel, squat if you're putting on jeans.
Ah.
Because there have been plenty of times where I put on some jeans and I'm like, ow. Bend down to pick up something, and the whole top of my crack is out.
Yeah.
Or you go to sit down, and the whole top of your crack is out.
The worst.
Yes. So this is just a friendly reminder from me to you, because I love all of you. When you're trying on new clothes, sit down in them. Maybe do a few things. Maybe do a little leg kick. Sit down. Drop your phone on the floor gently. Bend down. Pick it up. Do something.
Love.
Girl, when I sat down in that dress, felt like somebody had put a rubber band around my abdomen. I was like, oh, dear Lord Jesus, what's going on? It was too late now. I already to go. I'm already 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Oh,
so the
no.
whole night, listen, if it was up to me, I would have stood up in the theater watching. I was stood in the theater watching the premiere.
Yes. Oh, poor baby.
Lord. soon as I got
your
that
Gito,
car,
I would have never known.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, listen, it was not a game. As soon as I got back in that car, I just unzipped the back of my dress and was like, oh.
Relief, yes.
Whew.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Started losing feeling in my upper thighs.
We'd have never known because you slayed. You look beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate
saying,
that.
You look beautiful, though. You look cute, though. I know you was over there.
Okay.
I couldn't breathe, but you look
oh,
cute.
Oh, my goodness.
You look cute.
I was like, black waist matters. Because I was like, what is up in here? It was terrible.
Stupid. Wow.
All right, Carla, so which one of our celebrity friends are celebrating a birthday today?
Just a couple again. Is it a birthday? Or do some of us may consider this a holiday? Not us.
Okay, well, who celebrates a holiday today?
Yes, we want to give a very, very special happy birthday to Beyonce. Matter of fact, her 34th birthday.
Wow.
Yes.
Beyonce. Beyonce. Hashtag B-Day.
The queen. Yes, B-Day. Now, real fast. I know it's her birthday and all, but some of y'all started at midnight. And I mean, I see people saying they taking, I've seen everything from, I'm taking, it's a holiday, I want a paid day off to, you know, writing to the president that we should make this a national holiday. Come on, y'all. I love Beyonce, too, but come
Listen.
On. I mean, did you see
Listen.
All the... It was ridiculous.
It's actually sometimes nauseating, actually. I mean,
yeah,
listen, Beyonce
for real,
is talented. She's beautiful. She run the world, according to some of y'all. She's the queen. She's the king. Let some of y'all tell it. She is Jesus Christ. But when y'all
yes.
rent pass due, and when the repo man out front hooking up your car to the back of his truck,
please,
can y'all call Beyonce?
Exactly.
Who you going to call? Can y'all call Beyonce? So, you know, listen, sometimes we love people. We love them for their
right.
talent. We love them for who they are. But please keep things in perspective. Just stay, you know,
exactly.
keep things
That's
in
all.
Perspective.
That's all. And I didn't
That's
mean
all.
To do that on her birthday either. But very, very,
no,
very
it's all
happy
good.
Birthday to Beyonce. Damon Wayans is celebrating his 55th birthday today. Can you believe Damon 55?
Yeah,
55th. Can you believe that?
The best thing Damon Wayans ever did was cut a bald head, yo. That's the best
yes.
thing he ever did. I'm here for Damon Wayans' bald head, yo.
Yes, I am too. So here for Damon Wayans' bald head. You know what's so crazy? I can't even remember what age he went bald. Because it was so funny,
I don't
like, grabbing a picture of him when he was younger. Standing with hair, it almost kind of freaked me out. But it's been a minute.
Yep.
It was very, very young, but very special. Happy birthday to Damon. And lastly, I don't know if everyone remembers this guy, Avery Storm, celebrates his 34th birthday.
Was he a singer?
Yes.
Singer or rapper?
He's a singer. I think he raps also, but he's best known for, remember Rick Ross, Nelly,
yep.
Here I Am? I think it was Rick Ross.
Here I am.
Yes. That was a jam, too. That's the song that stands out that I can, you know, say that he's probably best known for.
I was just thinking like,
Every
superwoman needs a superman.
Yeah, you better get it. Yeah,
that's a jam right there. I know somebody on that ICC page. I know for a fact somebody on that ICC page was like, who? Because y'all so rude sometimes. Y'all so rude.
Of course, but
Why
we can't forget, listen, I try to celebrate everyone's birthday, because everyone's birthday
That's
is
right.
important. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be trying, but
birthday
I like Amy
matter.
Had a little run. Yeah, he had a little run, though. I just can't remember exactly who, I can't think of his other songs right now, but very special happy birthday.
You like, he had a little run. I can't think of none of them
right
now, but
yeah,
he
I
did.
Can't call
he
right
really
now.
Did, I promise.
I ain't even going to lie to y'all.
Like, I promise.
I ain't even going to do it.
You
and
said
I
you said
that
on his phone, Talon. You said like, you was like, I ain't going to lie. Be like, I ain't going to lie, man. I'm 50.
It's a
like,
fine,
he had
you know,
a nice run.
Car.
But
For
I don't
real?
Remember. I'll remember. What's that song? What's that new meme that's going around where the dude be like, baby, why you lying? Because you always lying. I'm sorry. I'm just, I told you it's Friday.
No,
it's Friday.
I love Fridays. You are, yeah, you're so stupid. But
oh my gosh.
That's it for our celeb birthdays. But I have a very, very special birthday, if you don't mind. Shout out.
Run it.
I just want to say happy birthday to one of the smartest, well, he's no longer with me. Also, it's my grandfather, rest in grace. It would have been his birthday today.
Wow,
I love
Grandpa.
You. And yeah, man, yes. So I just want to say, you know, happy birthday to him. So.
That's right. Happy birthday, yeah. Grandpa. We love you in heaven.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shout out to Grandpa. Shout out to all everyone celebrating birthday. Real quick note, being as though, you know, we're remembering your grandfather as well. Today is the one-year anniversary of Joan Rivers' passing.
Wow.
Yep. It's been one year already. Quick. You know, it's so funny because when the anniversaries of deaths come around and you'd be like, dang, that was so quick. Please believe it was not quick for the family members. No,
exactly.
That. Every second, minute, hour that passed, trust me.
That's
it's
right.
For us, you
absolutely.
Know, it's different. Mm-hmm.
That is very true. That is so true. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, just remembering her. Her daughter, Melissa. Melissa wrote a special message remembering Joan on today. And I just want to take a moment and read that to you all. Let me just pull it up right fast and read it to you. She said, today marks 1 year since my mother passed. This was the year of first. First holidays, first birthday, first everything without mom, without grandma. While it's been difficult, I've been amazed by the outpouring of love and overwhelming kindness we've received from family, friends, and people whose lives were touched by the woman they knew as Joan, a woman we all miss so very much, Melissa Rivers. So sending our prayers to her family
so
today because I know it's probably difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably difficult.
Very hard. Very hard. That first year is always
we'll be
hard.
Thinking.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's real hard.
Yep. So, you know, sending our love over there. And let's go ahead and get this show started. Like I said, it's Friday, so we'll be talking about any and everything. Kermit, I ain't let you slide. I still remember I got to come for you. And we'll be talking about some other things going on. Tahiri has filed a lawsuit, and I'll tell you why she filed the lawsuit. And, you know, just whatever else you want to talk about. I'll tell you why Pink throwing shade. Listen, there are many reasons why I love Pink. This is one of them. She never, ever bites her tongue. Sometimes it works in her favor.
No, she don't.
Sometimes, not so much. So let's go ahead and kick off the show. Carla, it's Friday. I'm going to oop it over to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know what you want to play or throw something on. It's up to you.
You oop it over to me? Let me see. I'm going to have to run that SWV. Ain't no man.
Oh, okay. If it's going to play for you, because you know sometimes our music don't play.
Yeah, it got me.
Okay.
You might have to. I'm gonna need you to
talk to
Blog
Talk Radio
over.
About this. I'm tired of playing this game.
Yes.
All right.
I'm
well, let's go.
Upset.
Let's
I'm
do
trying.
This. You like? It's not playing.
Right.
You got that?
Give me my money. to save up all my nickels and dimes. Can't ask you for a handout. It's time to be a man now. I don't need it. You can keep your money. I don't want it. Gonna throw it up in my face. I'm deleted. You can keep your money. Because you ain't worth the time. Can't let it go to waste.
Money.
Hey, yo, it's your girl Diva D telling you to turn your radios up. It's time for the ICC radio show, the baddest morning show in the land. That's right, Xavier and Carla are waking you up with the hottest entertainment scoop, dopest celebrity interviews, and fresh new music. So wake up and turn up with the ICC crew.
All right, we are back. Just something really, really cute, and I absolutely love this. For Beyonce's birthday, what her family is doing is they are dedicating their most favorite songs, or they're dedicating song lyrics to her, or they're dedicating songs that are attached to fond memories that they have of her. And one of the songs, so from Blue, it's Part of Your World by Jodie Benson from The Little Mermaid, and the caption reads, Mommy, you sung this to me all the time. Happy birthday, Mommy. So then the next is from Jay-Z, and Jay-Z dedicated Yellow by Coldplay, and his caption reads, This song reminds me of you and I on vacation. Look at the stars. Look how they shine for you. So many legendary nights. It represents vulnerability. It's us in our own land, away from work and totally lost in love. For you, I'll bleed myself dry.
I got chill bumps all over my body. Like.
All night.
Yeah.
So, very, very
too sweet. That is so awesome and so creative. That was very, very creative also. Like,
I might try that on my birthday.
Different. Right?
I might try, but see, if I try that on my birthday, some of y'all going to try my life. Y'all going to be coming into my bed, but I have my money. Y'all going to try my life. I'm not even messing with y'all.
We're doing that for your birthday. We're doing it for your birthday. ICC fan, we're going to do that for Zobby's birthday. Listen.
Y'all play me
tonight.
I gotta be careful. I gotta be careful messing around with y'all. Y'all being at money. I had to
You're
cut
so
y'all
stupid.
Out.
No,
y'all play too
much. That's awesome. That's so awesome, though.
Yeah. Oh, now here's a good one from her mom. I just love this. I'm still going. Beyonce's mom, Mama Tina Knowles, she dedicated "Home" by Stephanie Mills. She said one of both our favorite songs. I remember you singing it at People's Workshop when you were just 9 years old. You brought the house down and got a standing ovation and all. You did a spin and wound up backwards, and then in what would become the true Beyonce fashion, you made it part of your act. The show must always go on. Oh, she spent around and was facing
that
the wrong way.
That's too cute. What a great one. This is great. I love this stuff. I'm so here.
Okay,
for
I got some
I love it.
I got some work. Mm-hmm. All right, so what's her dad's name? Maddie Knowles. He dedicated "Here I Go Again" by Smokey Robinson. He said, "I used to sing this song to you when you were in your mom's stomach. After you were born, you would stop crying immediately when I sang it to you, and your eyes would light up." I can't deal. Solange dedicated "Holy Ghost" by Kim Burrell. She said, "I think about one of the best moments in my life, my sister humming this with me softly, being the calming spirit, beautiful spirit that she is, making everything that resided in that moment filled with love." Jules, Solange's son Jules dedicated "Happy" by Pharrell. He said, "The song that makes me think of my auntie is Happy by Pharrell. First off, we used to have so much fun singing and dancing to that song. Second, auntie just plain makes me happy all the time."
Oh, that's cute.
Yep, let me see who else has a good dedication. Let me see. But yeah, this is cool. I'm looking through here, just seeing Michelle. You know, the girl in Destiny's Child.
You ain't right. I used to say Michelle.
I
should say that girl's full name.
Michelle Williams. I'm sorry. No, I won't be disrespectful. She dedicated Island Letter by Shuggy Otis. She said, I have a fond memory of us pulling up at Newark Airport to travel, and you would almost go into a trance listening to this entire Shuggy Otis album titled Inspiration Information. Okay. Kelly dedicated What's the 411 Let Me Know, Son. She said, I remember us listening to this song over and over the first time I stayed overnight at the house on Parkwood Street. It felt like I had truly found a friend and what turned out to be a lifelong bond. Cute.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really nice.
That's so awesome.
I love this. Yeah, this is really beautiful. A really beautiful way. You know, to celebrate Beyonce. Very, very beautiful.
Yeah, for real.
So,
now
happy birthday,
you celebrate her. I don't mind that.
That's how you celebrate a birthday.
That's how you celebrate
That's
birthday.
Right.
Exactly.
Y'all going to call off work if you want to, and then tomorrow I'll be trying to send resumes over to Beyonce's business, seeing if you can get a job. Don't play like that. Don't play. But, yes, this is definitely a beautiful, beautiful gesture. I'm totally here for this.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's move on to some celebrity scoop. I need to address Kermit. I need to get started with Kermit right away because Kermit will not slide through the cracks on today's show. Now, y'all know Kermit and Miss Piggy been together for almost 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over 40 years. And then they announced their split. I was like, okay, you know, sometimes things just don't work out. I feel like after you spent more than 20 years with somebody, you might as well just ride it out. At 20,
come on now.
You might as well just ride it out. But Miss Piggy and Kermit decided to call it quits. Now, here's the tricky part. They still work together. And, you know, I always tell y'all never-ish where you eat, but you never sleep where you eat, too, because some of y'all be sleeping around on the job, and then when it blow up in your face, it'd be a little uncomfortable coming into work.
Yep.
You don't want to do that either.
I've been down that road, man. Listen. Yeah.
Oh, girl, listen. All of us have at some point in time, you know?
Yeah.
And,
You
know, it's an awkward situation, but Kermit and Piggy swear up and down that they don't have any issues working together, that they're completely fine working together, you know, because Piggy has her own TV show now, and it's called Up Late, and Up Late with Miss Piggy, get it right, because you got to have her name in the title. And, Kermit works on that show with her, so, you know, it's cool. But now Kermit done moved on to Denise. Now, Denise is the new marketing manager for ABC. And Kermit done moved on to Denise. Now, let me tell you something. Denise looked like, she looked like maybe Miss Piggy in high school. She a little slender.
Yep.
She a little more thin. You know, she got the pretty little sandy, I guess this is sandy blonde because it's kind of reddish, but it's kind of brown. So I guess that's sandy blonde hair. She's cute.
Yeah.
She giving me Kadia realness, you know, young jocks boo. She giving me Kadia realness.
Yes.
She cute. She dressed cute. Look like she liked to shop in New York and Company. You know, she giving me New York and Company swag. But her and Kermit booed up. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she be popping up on up all night or up late with Miss Piggy. She be popping up on the set to see Kermit. Now, she bold because you just don't roll up on the ex's job to see your new boo.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So you don't do that. But she bold. But, of course, she can always say she there for, you know, work purposes because she's the marketing director. So, you know, she's the head of marketing. So, you know, she can slide through on that tip. But Kermit was like, listen, what y'all not going to do, y'all not going to get me caught up in this mess right here. You know, because the tabloids and all that stuff started reporting that Kermit was running around with Miss Denise. Kermit said, let me tell y'all something right fast. He said, I'm mad that I even have to address this again. But listen, while I prefer to keep my personal life private, he said, this is Hollywood, so who am I kidding? He said, it is true that I am dating again. However, at this time, no one woman, pig or otherwise, is my official new girlfriend. We are simply close friends. Really? Really?
Y'all at least truth. Yes.
Listen.
She's lying.
Kermit's sowing his green oats out here in these streets. You hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because listen, here's the thing. If you've been in a relationship for 40 years, and you come out, the last thing you want to do is hop into another serious relationship.
True that. True that.
Now, keep in mind, nobody wants to talk about this, but Kermit was a victim of domestic violence for over 40 years. Because Piggy will whoop that ass in a heartbeat, and we all know. Hey-ya!
I'm just tripping off.
Y'all know it was going down. You know it was going down.
True
did
that.
Kermit ever hit Piggy back? No.
Nope, ever.
Did Kermit ever throw Piggy out the car? No.
Nope.
Did Kermit ever kick Piggy in the chest while he was on stage performing? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Kermit was straight apologizing at one time. Like, Kermit, definitely is a victim. Definitely
but,
a victim.
But Piggy, did Miss Piggy ever lose an endorsement? No. Did Miss Piggy ever get suspended from the Muppets? No. Were charges ever filed against Miss Piggy?
True
no.
that.
I guess there are advantages to looking like Tiny Harris. But what I'm saying to you is, Piggy,
was
wrong. Kermit got every right to do him. Don't be surprised if you catch Kermit over the Kardashians' house.
Right? He said woman or pig. Get it right.
Okay.
Get it right.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Vina said that Kermit is a typical man. He traded in Piggy for a younger model. But listen, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to Kermit. You know, and at first I was like, Kermit, come on, man, you being so typical. But then when I really, really thought about it, really thought about it, man, Kermit better turn up in these clubs right fast. He better turn up.
Yeah, sure
he better enjoy his life. Yeah. 40 years, Kermit don't have no kids. Kermit don't have no responsibilities outside of going to work. Okay. But all
true
I'm
that.
Saying is,
true that.
Denise better get in the hottest Taibo class, kickboxing class, whatever it's going to take, because I'm going to tell you now, Miss Piggy going to go ham, bologna, and cheese when she find out what's going down.
Oh, yeah.
It's going down. It's going down.
I can't wait.
And Denise play too much. She posted pictures on Twitter talking about me and Bay. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do you, Denise. You write a fine line, Denise. A fine line.
Wow.
All I'm saying is I don't want Denise to end up on nobody's dinner table on Thanksgiving. She might want to watch her back. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Because Miss Piggy been catching bodies for years. All right, now let's move on to some lawsuit scoop. Tahiri Jose. Now, you guys know Tahiri from Love & Hip Hop New York. She used to date Joe Budden. I don't know what her and Joe got going on now. But listen, as far as I'm concerned, Tahiri is the love of Joe Budden life. But Joe Budden can't act right.
Period.
Point blank, period. She the love of that man's life. But, you know, there was an incident where Tahiri was involved in an ugly, brutal attack during New York Fashion Week. Do you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if not, let me just remind you. Tahiri is filing a lawsuit against a security guard who basically attacked her at an Angola International Fashion Show last September. According to Tahiri, she was brutally beaten by this guy. The guy claims that she was acting Hollywood. You know, I guess, I don't know what acting Hollywood actually translates into for some.
Yeah,
but I know for me, it's like acting all super fly. You too good for everything. Mm-hmm. You too fly for this. You too fly for that. Well, let me just read to you a piece out of the New York Daily News about what's actually going down with this case. It says, in papers filed in Manhattan Supreme Court, the ample-bottomed – why they got to mention her booty, though? Well, her booty got to But anyway.
Dang.
Love & Hip Hop New York star says she was suddenly and without cause and provocation, verbally and physically attacked and savagely beaten by a man named Charles Suggs at the Angola International Fashion Show in Chelsea last September. And now she wants her attacker in the venue that employed him to pay. Jose's lawyer, Samuel Davis, says Suggs was working the door at the W26 Street event and was extraordinarily nasty to two of Tahiri's staff members. She confronted him about that, and he snapped. He began beating her up, hurling obscenities at her, dragging her by her hair, and continuously belittling and disrespecting while he wailed on her, the suit says. Davis said it took 6 or 7 people to pull Suggs off of her, and he tried attacking her again inside the venue. Suggs, who the suit says is also known as Carlos Fiasco, later pleaded guilty to the assault and was sentenced to anger management. He also has to stay away from Jose for 5 years. The suit says the reality TV star still suffers great physical and mental pain from the attack. and has lost time from work as a result of her injuries. She had injuries to her spine, herniated disc, damage to her jaw, and she was pretty badly banged up. She's suing Suggs and the show organizers who hired him for unspecified money damages. Yo.
That's crazy.
Now, it is absolutely crazy. Now, at first it was like, oh, you know, they do roughed her up or whatever, you know, because she was acting out of character. But then once I really, like, heard her side of the story, it's extremely sad. While back, Tahiri was over in Los Angeles, and, you know, all the celebrities like to do Runyon Canyon. I think it's like it's some place where they go run and go exercise, but for many it's a big accomplishment to make it to the top of Runyon Canyon. Like for some of us, it's a big accomplishment to make it to the top of Stone Mountain, just depending on where you live. Tahiri wrote on her Instagram page, she said, "I've never shared this with you guys, but here goes. So after I got assaulted 9 months ago, I haven't been able to work out at all. The closest thing to getting a workout in has been physical therapy. It's been an emotional roller coaster. I can barely wear heels. If I do, they are for pictures and walking into and out of events. The next day, I feel it. At times, I don't feel my toes, and the pain in my back, the pain in the back of my left knee at times makes me cry. The back spasms are the worst ever. The tightness in my lower back affects my sleep, and even laughing at times is hard. Plane rides are horrendous, but I have to work because I have to live and I have responsibilities. Overall, this journey has and still isn't an easy one. Today, I challenge myself to walk more than usual out here in L.A. The Runyon Canyon was on my bucket list. I'm a workout junkie, so not being able to kill the gym like I used to kills me. She said, I've since then gained a lot of weight. At times, I felt frustrated and depressed. It's like starting over, except this time it's with a different type of pain. She said, I didn't get a chance to run up and go all the way to the top the hard way like I would have in the past, but I did something. I pushed through. Beginning of my walk, I felt like a loser. I felt my legs and toes tingling, sort of like losing sensation, and even lost my balance a few times. I felt scared and pain, but I walked. I did some of it. This was the start. So listen.
Wow.
I don't know what that dude did to her out there.
Yeah, the thing is probably, and a lot of that stuff is permanent. You know, even though she'll get better with physical therapy, anything with your, you know, you already know through your back, like the heels, once she said she can barely wear heels, you know, your feet directly affect your back. So it's sad to hear that, you know, her life has changed now, you know, due to this attack. And I was like you at first, like, all right, yeah, she got roughed up. But this is really sad. This is sad, and it's heartbreaking. You know, because I forgot she was, you know, being the workout junkie that she is and stuff. This is killing her, you know.
But
then you start talking about the emotional stuff after that, huh?
Right, because her whole life has been changed. But this is what I don't understand. How does someone that beats someone to the point of changing their entire quality of life, how do they walk away with just anger management classes?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm not understanding. But then, you know, I don't know what her, like, exactly what her injury was, like, what went on. Even with that, I don't get it either. I'm not understanding that, how they just got away with anger management. Only thing I can think of is, like, no prior record. You know our laws are so funny, and depending on lawyers and all that good stuff, but that's horrible. You know,
and, you know, a lot of times
where's assault charge at? Huh?
Yep. But, you know, a lot of times these judges don't care. You know, listen,
yeah,
a lot of times judges
that's what comes
just
down to.
Don't care.
Yeah, yep, you're right. And that's who makes the final decision, period. You can have the best lawyers in the world, all the money in the world. At the end of the day,
the
man that bangs that gavel, it's in his hands. So you made a great point with that. But that's sad. I'm not understanding why there's not an assault charge either. It's insane.
Well, quick question. Let me ask you this, you know, just for discussion topic. Is there someone you should have sued? Is there someone who's done something to you that you should have sued, or if you could sue them now, you would sue them now?
Off the top of my head, I'm gonna say no. I mean, I've been attacked before, but I fought back. so once like,
well,
I had somebody actually, you know, like sneak me. Because I'm feeling like now he's being, look, in the way, yeah, it's somebody I wish I could take.
See, look,
there's
I was going to wait.
I was going to wait.
I was going to hit that. Girl, why you lying? Why
yes,
you lying?
I'm not going to say the person's name, but I was snuck. And
no,
I feel like, yes,
no
yes,
we
yes.
We don't want no lawsuits for liability and all that other bull crap.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So,
for
those who know me well, you'll know who I'm talking about. I would like to file a lawsuit that goes all the way back to elementary school.
Okay.
I want to sue a young lady who snuck me as well. I was riding on a bike, and someone, now keep in mind, elementary school,
right.
Someone put a hit out on me in elementary school.
Crazy.
That's how it really was around the way.
That's insane.
It stemmed from Double Dutch, because some of you may recall that I was the New Jersey 4-H Double Dutch state champion.
Champ. The GOAT.
Yes, she's the champ. Yes, so I was a champion like that. And there was someone who particularly didn't care for, you know, my reign at the top. So they placed a hit out on me in elementary school. So the hit was, yes. So basically one female, I don't know what she, I don't know the details of what she offered another female, but she, you know, offered another female something or enlisted her services to beat me down after Double Dutch practice. So I'm on the back of a bike. One of my friends, you know, remember back in the day when your friends ride you on their bike, when you sit on the seat, they ride you on their bike till y'all get on the bike, give me a ride home. So I'm on the back of my homegirl's bike. I'm getting a ride home from Double Dutch practice. So my leg's tired. I've been jumping Double Dutch all afternoon. I'm on the back of the bike. I'm riding past said girl who we were cool when we were inside the building jumping Double Dutch. And when I came out and I rode past her on that bike, she hit me with a haymaker with a rock in her hand.
Wow. Oh, wow. Dang. I
hit me with a haymaker.
Like that. That's ridiculous.
With a
terrible.
Rock in her hand.
She should have been handcuffed.
Not only was I stunned.
With a rock?
Elementary school. Not only was
crazy.
I stunned and punched smooth off in the face, I fell off the bike because what the hell just happened? So I fell off
crazy.
The bike. So I'm dealing with three things at one time. I'm stunned. I just got punched in the face, mollywop, mind you, with someone with a rock in their hand, back of a bike, unsuspectedly, like literally on the back of my head.
I look down.
All I see is blood everywhere. Oh, I
oh
ain't no fighting
God.
Bitch.
Girl,
I'm bleeding. Before I got to get home, I was like, ain't no fighting. I got to get home. I'm about to die. Because when I was young, blood translated into you are about to die. I had to go home quick to say goodbye to my family because I'm about to die.
Oh, my God.
So mind you, I had to walk, and it was a walk from the elementary school to my house. So I had to walk all the way home crying with a bloody shirt, like just feeling like I'm about to die.
Oh, man.
So, so said girl, like all these years later, let me see, mind you, I probably, I don't even want to do the math
she
on probably
should've...
how old I was when it happened. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was still, to this day, I would sue the ish out of her. Actually, it would be
hell
a double lawsuit
yeah.
because first I would have to whoop that ass. And then she could file a lawsuit on me, you know, in return for my lawsuit on her. But first I would have to whoop that ass before I get some litigation involved. But, yes, so I'm still carrying that from elementary school. So, yes, that is who I would sue.
But that's some serious ish. And seriously, you could have been knocked out. Like, oh, wow, yours makes mine look like nothing. That's crazy.
I could have died, yo. I was bleeding. When you bleed, you could die. Anytime you bleed, there's a possibility of you dying. I almost died. I was bleeding.
Yeah, man.
So, yes,
that
is who I would file my lawsuit against because I'm not trying to hear it. So, yeah,
nah.
It is what it is.
Crazy.
All right. So, with that being said, you know, we wish Tahiri the best because, oh, Lord, that got to be so bad, you know, to have your whole life changed.
Yeah.
You know, because she went to confront someone. And, you know, some people were like, well, she shouldn't have went over there confronting no grown behind man and all. Like, yo, how do y'all even say stuff
half
like that?
Of y'all, exactly. And these are the same people that, as we speak, probably put their hands on a man. You know, people can always say, how can you this and how can you that? We have all let somebody knock us out of our square at one time or another. Or, you know, argue with somebody, whatever. We've all done it. So I just think people are so quick to judge. if you weren't there, you really don't know what happened.
Yep. All right, so remember Afro Man? Remember when Afro Man,
yes,
he was performing and some female came up on stage and he punched her so hard her ancestors,
oh,
Harlem,
yes,
shook in their graves?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
he will not do jail time. Rap artist Afro Man was given a suspended 6-month jail sentence on Thursday and fined $330, and he was ordered to undergo,
wow,
anger management and impulse behavior counseling. That's a new one.
Wow.
For me.
Yeah, that
impulse
is new.
Behavior counseling.
That was some new stuff. They didn't create, child, anything they get,
yeah,
money or make an excuse.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. Impulse behavior counseling for punching a woman who jumped on stage in the face during his concert earlier this year.
Wow.
So there it is.
That's sad.
You know,
you talk about sad. He knocked the soul out of that girl.
Man, listen.
Like, that was, it, that was ridiculous. Anger management, that's money.
Yeah, but
that's
listen,
definitely a money.
But here's my thing. At the same time, now, here's the difference, and here's what I feel like is the difference between Afro Man's incident and Kevin Gates' incident, when Kevin Gates kicked that teenage girl in her chest.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Gates was facing his alleged, I don't even want to call her an assailant or attacker or whatever. He was facing her. He saw what happened, and he reacted. The woman snuck up behind Afro Man.
Yeah.
And Afro Man said that there was a man who was already threatening and heckling him the entire night. And what happened when that man was threatening and heckling him? Carla, listen. Now, for real, mind you. Now, not making an excuse for Afro Man, but just check this out. You at a club, right?
Mm-hmm.
You at a club. And I'm putting you at a club. I'm not even putting you on stage doing your job. I'm just going to put you in a club.
Okay.
Just chilling in a club. You and a chick get the you and some random chick get the arguing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and a random chick get the arguing in the club. She like, oh, I F you up, blah, 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 this and the third, so. And they separate y'all. But this chick really tried to attack you or really threatened to really get you. But, you know, they diffused the situation. You in the club kicking it. You're jam on, right? Get it. You jamming.
You stupid.
You feel somebody come up behind you. You feel somebody come up behind you that's not supposed to be behind you. What is in your mind, your thought process? Somebody come up behind you.
No,
the first thing you think. Who do you think it is?
I had a conversation with. But that's a club. But see, it's different like that. Because you're dealing with crowds now. My thing is, I'm not saying the Afro Man, you know, the way he reacted was totally wrong. But he didn't have to point. He could have shoved. He had the security. It should have been security around there. My thing is this. Why not be pro? What happened to the heckler? Like, did they do anything with that guy? That situation, when that situation was going down, was he escorted out,
so on and so forth. Now, you just made a great point. You just made a great point, though. If you are an artist and you're performing on stage and you have security, right, you know you got security that's supposed to be protecting you, and you feel somebody come up behind you, that's automatically code red. Because security should have kept anybody from coming up behind you.
Sure.
All I'm saying is, he was wrong for punching. There's a million things he could have done. But sometimes, just like I told y'all the story about the time I was hiding behind the stairwell and I decided I was going to scare my son when he came up the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And he was coming up the steps. I thought it was going to be super funny to scare him. And I hit boo, and he automatically swung. He punched me clean in my face.
Oh, man.
Because I scared him, and he reacted.
Right.
And I guess that's why a part of me can understand why Afro Man reacted that way. Now, if he turned around and punched her in the face and was like, boo, that's what you get. That was, you should have walked up on me, blah, 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 you know, and cussed her out. Now, that's one thing. But he actually seemed sincerely, when he apologized, he seemed sincere in his apology. But what I'm saying is sometimes you never know how someone is going to react. I thought my son was just going to say, ooh, and then I get the kiki and call it a day. He jabbed me in my face. I scared the life out of him. You know, I don't know.
I
guess that's why I'm coming from with it.
No, I totally get it. I totally get that. I feel like I probably hold him to a higher standard because he's a celebrity on stage and it's probably wrong. But I just feel like, you know, he's still responsible for who we assault.
Half of these celebrities is
responsibility for it.
Yeah, but most of these celebrities is some ignorant asses that just got lucky. Yeah, that's true. It's not true, like you have to have a certain level of morals or standards or etiquette or training to be a celebrity. Listen, the minute people know who you are, you just thrust into that foolishness and then you get it off. So, but yes, I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree with you. But I also at the same time feel like when you go at somebody, you don't know what they're going to do. Denise's going to keep rolling up on Miss Piggy job. And when Miss Piggy pop off and whoop that ass, then what? So it's one of those things. You just never know. You never know. Right. When you try somebody, you don't know what you're going to get. Life is like a box of chocolate. You run up on the wrong person, you may end up, you can end up with a Kit Kat or some X-Lax. It just depends. You know, so shout out to Afro Man. He dodged that bullet, Butch. This impulsive behavior counseling, I might need a little bit of that.
Crazy.
That's what I've been calling my HMO. Like, do you offer impulsive behavior counseling? Because when that Jeremiah Plain song come on, I'm just saying.
Stupid.
I'm just saying. But okay, so I guess we'll go ahead and wrap up today's show. I got a lot of work on my plate, so I'm gonna go ahead and get to getting. But I want everyone to really, really enjoy their Labor Day weekend. Be safe. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. Spend some time with family. Maybe do something, you know, that's going to make a difference in your life when by the time Tuesday come around. Don't let that something be start having to start a new job because you done effed up out here. Just go ahead and, you know, just have some fun. And, you know, it's so funny because this morning I wrote on my personal Facebook page, I open up, usually I don't tell my personal business on Facebook, but this morning I opened up about, you know, just the challenges that I faced this year with Ice Cream Conversations. This year has not been an easy year. And for those of you who are close to me, you know that already. You know, I've had doors closed in my face. I've had, you know, my Instagram account snatched. You know, just a lot of foolishness. I had to site crash. I had to change a lot of different things on the technical side. And, you know, we had some staff changes. We had to let some, you know, staff members exited, you know, from the ICC team. So it's been a very, very challenging year. With that said, there were times that I felt like I didn't know if Ice Cream Conversations was going to continue. You know, and for those who have been around, you know, you've seen the fans come, you've seen the fans go. And, you know, it's funny because I literally stepped away. Last weekend, I stepped away from Ice Cream Convos. I got on a plane. I went back home. I spent some time with my family. I spent some time with friends that I love dearly, that mean the world to me. I went out. I had a great time. I ate. Like, I wasn't worried about my waistline. I ate them stuffed shrimp. Listen, I ate those stuffed shrimp. I ate those ribs. You know, I just had a fantastic time, and I lived with no worries.
Yeah.
I was living life. When I came back,
you really did.
I was refreshed. Mm-hmm. I wasn't burnt out. I wasn't weary like I was when I left. You know, I came back. Talking to my sister is always a good, you know, pump. You know, she pumps me up and tells me what I need to hear, you know, my little personal Ayala Van Zant. And, you know, I was ready to go ahead and fight another day. Carla, when I tell you, I literally saw my business turn around 360 in 24 hours. 360, 24 hours.
Oh,
and, you know, and so I needed, the reason why I needed and I chose to share that story is because as an entrepreneur, it's not easy chasing your dreams. You know, when you still got a full-time job, that's cool because you still know you got full-time pay coming in. You know, you can skip a day at work because you don't feel like it because you already know that you can go sit at your desk and you can play on Facebook all day and you're still going to get that paycheck every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's different when you eat depending on your work, your livelihood depends on your work. So I just wanted to share that message for other entrepreneurs who may be in a struggle or may have felt like giving up or they're not getting that support for their family or people act like they don't care that they have a business or, you know, so I wanted to share that message just to let them know, listen, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how discouraging it may feel or may seem, you're still in the game. As long as you keep fighting, you're still in the game and everything can literally change within 24 hours like it did for me. So as far as I'm concerned, you know,
that's what you hold up. You are so, shout out to you. Shout out to you. No, first of all, shout out to your persistence and your drive. I always tell her, y'all, like, if you could sell, like, Zabi's drive, if you could sell it, she'd be a millionaire three times over. our drive and our persistence is unbelievable, you know, and
aww.
I'm just proud of you real fast, just proud of you for just picking it out, because you have, you've been through a crazy, crazy, crazy year. It's been rough. So I just
yep.
want to, you know, it, I admire you for your fight, and that's why I believe
thank
that you,
you
we all know you're going to be successful. You're going to blow this thing wide open. Wait, till I wait, watch
thank
out.
Thank you.
You're going to ride out on this 15, and when we get out in 16, man, listen,
okay.
man, y'all better watch out. I'm just saying.
Listen, I'm working out, too.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to start working out. So in 2016, my business is going to be popping and my booty going to be popping. I'm going to really be a problem.
Hey.
Y'all going to really, really be sick of me.
Yes.
I'm going to be a problem. My business and my booty popping, B&B. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
It's going to be a problem.
B&B.
It's going to be a problem. B&B.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know,
oh, yeah.
it's so funny because this October, on October 10th, 2015, when that ICC 5 party go down, I'm going to be dancing in there like I'm fresh out of jail on bond. I'm going to be dancing like Diddy in the Missing You video when he was dancing in the rain. It's going down
yes.
because I have
oh,
so
yeah.
much celebrate, and I have so
absolutely.
Much more that I'm looking forward to. And I sincerely thank all of you from the bottom of my heart. I thank Venus Cortez, who is in this chat room every
yes,
single day.
Love
y'all,
you, girl.
She in the chat room and we ain't even there. Listen, that
yes.
young lady is, you know, she's my lifelong friend.
Oh, no.
I've known her ever since I remember having friends, and she holds me down. I thank my husband. I thank you for, because y'all go through it with
aww.
Me on the daily. Y'all go through it with me on
thank
the daily.
You.
I know sometimes y'all got to go to y'all happy place when I get to complaining. You know, I'm grateful
nah,
for my sister who I can call, and she can get her Ayanla on with me. I'm thankful to, you know, all my friends near and far away who really, truly, honestly believe in what I'm doing and not just saying, oh, girl, we so proud of you, and don't even know when I give y'all a birthday shout-out on the show. You know, I'm
no,
talking about
right.
my real ride-or-die friends, the ones who really hold me down. And I sincerely
oh, yeah.
appreciate all the ICCers. Some of you, I don't even know you personally, and y'all ride for ICC. Y'all go hard for ICC.
For real.
And I just want to, you know, it's not often that I get a chance to really, really share and show my appreciation, but I really do. And that's one of the reasons why I brought back the top commenter. You know, for those who visit the site and those who read the story, leave your comments on the site. And every month I'm going to grab the top commenter, and I'm going to give you a gift card. To somewhere, you know, even if it's going to the movies or going to Old Navy and grabbing you a hot skirt, you know, to wear that with your boo. You know, Starbucks, if y'all need some coffee in the morning, something. You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to start recognizing and showing my appreciation for the way that some, you know, a large majority of you support us, you know. And it's what keeps
yeah.
us in the game, you know. So I definitely, definitely, sincerely, honestly, dear Lord, Jesus in the manger, thank you all for
aww.
My heart. I love y'all. It is so awesome, and it just feels good when you work hard and you see it paying off. Because, see, I
yeah.
get nervous with when I see stuff get stagnant. I get nervous with, I guess it's called, what is it called, stagnation? I just made up a word. I get nervous with stagnation. And, you know, I just can't do it. I just, you know, I love to see progress, even if it's small amounts of progress. So with that being said,
absolutely.
I love you all. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for supporting Ice Cream Combos. You can connect with us on all of our social media accounts. We are everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, Pinterest, Tumblr, anywhere that you can log on. 9 times out of 10, we are there. And if you logged on somewhere and we're not there, please hit me up and tell me that I'm slipping so I can get there.
Word.
So, so yes, please connect with us. Thank you.
Also, subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes. We'd love for you to rate the show and leave a review.
Yes, and download the ICC app. Like I said, download the ICC app. It's the easiest way for you to access your delicious scoops of entertainment, celebrity news, hot topic, tea, scoop, whatever you want to call it. We got it for you. So download the app. It's in the App Store and on Google Play. Shout out to y'all. We have over a couple thousand people downloaded
yep,
the app.
Yep.
Shout out to y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I love seeing them app numbers
yeah.
go up every day. So shout out to all of you who have downloaded the app. And don't forget, ICC tickets are still now on sale. You can visit the app or our website to scoop your tickets. I will see you on October 10th. I want you jiggy because I'm going to be jiggy. If I can't get this body in order, my body shaper going to be on fleek. So with that said, have a great weekend. Enjoy the holiday. We love you guys. ICC.
We all we got. Have a great weekend.
B&B. Booty and business. Yes. Let's go.
Let's forget it.